Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anybody going to this show on Friday? Beyonce at the Raymond James Stadium?
Oh, is it this Friday?
Yeah, busy?
I have plans to do anything else.
I got to be honest with you. I think I would go if it wasn't at Raymond James Stadium. I'm about too short on crowds, man. I don't want to be around that many people again.
Yeah.
But also, it's to me, it's the worst place to see a concert because it's just you're no matter where you are, you're so far away from the stage.
Well, Kelly's fifth row. She's very, very excited.
But even
she's
that,
dressing up.
Even that, in fifth row on such a giant, the stage has to be so big for the rest of the people to see that fifth row doesn't guarantee you're anywhere near where the action's at.
I don't think she's thought that through because in her mind, you know, when you talk to her about it, she's going to be able to reach out and touch Beyonce.
Right. Well, I'm sorry I interrupted you. She's dressing up.
Yes, that's what I wanted to get back to as well.
I think she's just like dressing. I don't know how she's dressing up, but she's dressing up.
Oh, don't have her dress up as Beyonce and do blackface.
She's not doing that.
Actually, I encourage that. That's a great choice.
I was with her and her mother yesterday, and she's demanding that her mother has to dress a certain cuteness level, too.
With her mother?
Yeah, her and her mom.
Okay, and what is she dressing as?
I think she's dressing as one of the Beyoncés from, like, a video or something. She bought some type of gold chain that she's wearing with a tank top, I think, and special Beyoncé gear that she's got. She's tie-dyeing a shirt, I also think.
Oh, boy. She's very excited.
Because when you think of Beyoncé, you think of tie-dyed shirts.
Well, hey, listen, she does her thing. She's going to dance it up at Beyoncé. Get it. That's what I say.
How much were fifth row tickets?
A lot. They were a lot because I was going to go, and then she told me how much they were, and I was like, I am not going to go.
But where did she get them? Did she buy them?
Her mom got them.
Because I have like 12th row tickets, and they were just like regular price. I mean, they were expensive. They were probably, I don't remember, but they were expensive, but not like ridiculous, like StubHub prices.
Who did you get tickets for?
Oh, not for me. My mom. No, I'm just kidding. My wife is going with her... with my sister-in-law and my niece and her friend. Little girls' night, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll be at the Penthouse Club.
Yeah.
Yeah. with Jay-Z, probably, By the way, Jay, I'd like to put that out there. If you want to be close but not exactly there at the show, we'll be at the Penthouse. I'll be doing a hard body contest. You can come be a judge if you want. Just saying, drinks are on me that night. And you don't have to drink any of that P. Diddy fake vodka you just pretend.
Chirac.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'll buy you the good stuff. So, all right. So Kelly's dressing up.
Yeah, her and her mom are going. They're very excited. They've been talking about it all week. We saw Lemonade, you know, a bunch of times.
Okay, now I don't know anything about Lemonade. Let's talk about this. All I know is the next day I read about it.
Yeah.
Lemonade aired on Showtime?
HBO. Yeah, at 9.
All right, and I don't know what that is, so I'm going to talk about it without knowing, and you tell me where I'm wrong.
Okay.
It is some sort of extended video-ish kind of thing, like not so much a movie, but a series of videos.
It's a visual album.
Right, with songs where it pretty much talks about Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce. That's what I got out of that, judging by everything I read. And the woman that she accuses him of, Miss Pretty Hair.
Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. It belongs to a woman who may have good hair, but is really not that hot. Like, I wouldn't cheat on Beyonce with this chick.
Right.
And she is the wife of Jay-Z's former partner, Damon Dash. She was responding to Beyonce on Instagram while the show was going on. Lending truth to the whole thing.
She was sub-tweeting. Well, I don't know what it is when you sub-tweet on Instagram, but that's what she wasn't acknowledging it, but she was saying, great hair, don't care.
The whole thing
was about Becky with the nice hair.
Yeah, so why Becky? Where does that come from?
Because her name's Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel Roy, right? Or is she Canadian and she's Rachel Waugh? I don't know.
I don't know. I just Googled Damon Dash's wife.
She's not that hot.
No.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. She's pretty. And she does have nice hair.
But it makes you wonder, like, what is the one sex act that she's that good at that Jay-Z is like, yeah, I'm doing this.
But I don't think it's a matter of,
really?
You know, has to be prettier than Beyonce. She's different. She's not Beyonce.
It's not his wife.
Yeah. You know? But here's the thing is that so supposedly Beyonce's sister, Solange, beat up Jay-Z in that elevator that we all saw because he was talking to her at some sort of party or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because he's like, everybody knows that he cheated on her with her, and then she was having a conversation with her, and blah, blah, blah.
I don't know.
So this was, who watched this?
I watched it 3 times over the weekend.
Shut up.
I am not lying to you. It's an hour.
Ugh.
You watched 3 hours of this crap?
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
I love you, Kelly.
The only reason I have any idea what the hell this is because I was watching Game of Thrones on HBO, and they kept on showing a commercial for this, and it was annoying the crap out of me.
It wasn't bad, but
I have no idea what it is. I didn't watch it. I don't want to watch it. I could care less about Beyonce and if Jay-Z cheated on her.
Right.
That has no bearing on my life whatsoever.
Oh, I want to know. I'm a gossip queen. I want to know what's going on.
If they both died in a plane crash, my life would be completely the same. It would. I'm just letting you know.
You'd have sadder people around you. I'd be sad.
If I died in a plane crash, their life would be exactly the same as it is now.
Oh, it might be better because I got one less guy talking bad about them.
I'm not talking bad about them. I don't care.
You just said you don't care they died in a plane crash. That's bad.
It's not bad. I'm telling you, I don't care.
You're mean. I would be upset if they died.
No, I'm going to kill them.
No, don't.
You forced my hand. You forced my hand. Now I have to kill him.
Well,
good luck with, sorry to Kelly. Your fault. Your guy's fault. I killed him because you guys pushed me, and she's going to lose all that money on those tickets.
What? Can you kill him after this weekend?
Man, yeah.
We'll see.
So at what point?
By the way, I'm not going to kill them. I just realized that I was saying that. I'm totally joking. Not going to kill them.
I would still check him out. Secret Service. At what point in this does it start talking about her? Does the cheating come
right in the beginning, because I actually started watching it during the break.
So do we know, is this one of those like Chris Gaines kind of things, like is she playing a character?
Well, you don't know because it talks about cheating, but it's like a theme that runs in her life with her father and her husband and whatnot. So it's kind of like, you know, the plight of her family is, you know, her dad was a womanizer.
It's not true, right? I mean, we all know that there's no way if Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce, there's no way she's going to release an album on his.
Oh, yes, there is, Rob. You clearly are not married. Yeah. Here's the deal. No. If you're Jay-Z and you cheat on Beyonce and you want to keep that marriage together, you do whatever she wants to do. So if she's like, I'm going to write some songs about you cheating, and I'm going to put it out, and I'm going to put it on your service, and you're like, anything you want, baby. I'm so sorry. I'm so happy. So glad to have you in my life. My Billy Ivy.
Because this is a thing that I heard secondhand. You know, Kanye, he released his album first on Tidal as well.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk about him and Kim on the rocks and getting divorced. And he's already like stepping out on
her. So if you are getting divorced, you put your album out on Tidal?
Basically. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's where they're doing.
By the way, can I just point out, everybody else that's not Spotify, you've already been beat. Stop trying to do new stuff. And you can see videos on this one. And it's high def. And Spotify won.
He's right. He's absolutely right. I mean, there is no other Pandora. I don't even know how Pandora exists.
Rhapsody, like, is that Pandora still around? I don't know.
Well, why do you like Pandora?
I like Pandora because I get to do the thumbs up, thumbs down, and like.
What does that do?
They have that on Spotify.
Yeah, but what does that do on Pandora?
So, it helps it learn your music, what you like and dislike.
Right. And why can't you just put on what you like? I don't need the computer to tell me what I like.
But I'm like Netflix. I don't like having to choose. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me explain something to you.
They have the radio option.
Don't yell at me.
Let me explain something to you. On Spotify, it does the same thing. And it says, you listen to this. You might like this.
Yeah.
You might like this.
Yeah.
You might like this. Do you know how much music I've discovered? Because
really?
And they're good at it. There's some stuff where they go, hey, have you ever heard of Led Zeppelin? I'm like, yes, clearly I've heard of Led Zeppelin. But they go, have you heard of these guys? And I go, oh, that's pretty cool.
They actually make a weekly song list, like album for you.
Yep.
And so it's called Discover.
It takes my picture. Look at Carmen's picture.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Carmen picture.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that right there. I'd listen to that picture.
See, I like the video thing. I hope more artists do the video
thing.
Yeah, honestly, because you could watch it on 84? Your phone now.
Yeah, MTV. Who's watching videos?
I heard
a news report the other day that said MTV is going back to their roots, and they are doing what, this is the actual what they said, the news report. They're doing what made them famous. And I went, are they actually going to have music videos? Because that would be kind of cool now with new artists and all that stuff. And they went, they're going back to doing what made them MTV. What, a game show? A reality show? And so I'm like, that's not. Yeah. And the only thing they had they were bringing back was the acoustic show. What was that thing called?
Unplugged.
Unplugged. And even that, I thought that was 10 years after MTV came out and was showing videos. Unplugged is like one of the first things that took MTV away from showing video.
Yeah.
I only know MTV as reality television. Like, it was never, because I
never
was born
TRL. TRL?
Yeah, but that was 20 seconds of a music video and then Carson Daly's stupid face in Times Square. But
I loved it.
We had the box up north. I don't know if you guys had that down here, but that's where you could call in and you could order.
Pay
your
for
own,
it.
Yeah, you could pay for music videos, which was the biggest ripoff in the world.
Because you'd pay like a dollar for the video, and then you have to wait 3 days for it to come on. And then you wouldn't know if that was yours or somebody else's anyway.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, the only thing MTV showed was reality shows. If I wanted to watch music videos, you'd have to go watch VH1's pop-up video. Do you remember that?
Oh, I love pop-up video.
And then it'd be trivia. I was so excited.
Yeah, but also, you're coming from, like, Mike and I, growing up, had no idea what the artist looked like. We had no idea.
That's so weird to me.
They didn't have to be good looking. They didn't have to wear any cool clothes or anything. We had no idea what ELO or Ted Nugent or Journey or any of those people looked like at all. We probably would have been frightened.
But then
in the 80s, MTV came out, and then you got to see some of these people, and you're like, and they were making cool videos, and you're like, oh, cool, that's what they look like, and they're doing this stuff, and then that just all went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they told good stories, and you kind of, when you're a kid, you just learn the hook of a song, but when you are watching a video and you find out what the story of that song is and what it's all about, that made the song so much better. I mean, that video really made Madonna what she is.
Oh, yeah.
Besides Beyonce's Lemonade thing, do people still make, like, I know that, what's his face, Kanye West came out with The Life of Pablo. Does he come out with music videos for the singles for that, or do people not even bother anymore?
I bet for some songs they have singles. I mean, they'll just go and do them and put them out there as promotional, because that's what videos were. They're promotional tools for
the album.
For the song or for the album, and, you know, they've been making them since the 60s. So I would imagine... hold on. Who said that? Who knows that?
A guy called in who had a very majestic voice and said that. So.
Carmen means her type. You're saying a black guy called in and said that the term Becky means white girl.
Yes. So, and I have heard that before.
So that girl isn't white, though.
I mean, she kind of
white
is.
White than Beyonce.
She's not black.
No, but she's not white.
I'm pretty... Well, to Beyonce, if you're not black, then you're Becky.
That's fighting words right there.
Yeah.
You're a Becky with the
Hair.
With the good hair.
Well, because who was it? Plies, give me that Becky.
Yeah.
I love that you said that. Who was that? Like, we're all going to go, I bet it was Plies. It was Plies. Plies.
Who is Plies?
Plies is a rapper. He's actually local to Tampa Bay.
According to Plies, and according to Urban Dictionary, no, that's because I just read this and I didn't know what Plies
Thank
was.
You.
Becky means... going down on someone.
Yeah, because he has a song that says, give me that Becky.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. White girls like it.
Well, that's entirely different than white girl.
If I can use it in a sentence, it says, yo, I want some Becky, you leave.
What does that mean? Before you leave?
You do it, and then you leave.
Oh, Becky, comma, you leave.
But there's no comma.
Do you know what song that is from? Is it from
I'm sure
Busted Baby Part 2?
Probably.
Or Hypnotized? Baby.
I got
Ain't No Mixtape right here.
Oh, it's Plies, Becky. He literally has a song called Becky.
Oh. It didn't come up in one of his top tracks, I can tell you that. Plies must be all over the place. Oh, Becky, there you go. A little explicit, though.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Let's write it out.
Becky, please raise a hand, bro.
I think that's about all we need to hear.
Is that what the guy called sounded like?
Kind of. Like his cousin.
He's a little more majestic, according to Carmen.
I don't know.
So you do think that Jay cheated on Beyonce?
I don't know. That's what this... I mean, I think, of course, Jay-Z is going to cheat on Beyonce. He's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But when you have an empire like that, I would think that you'd look at it and go...
I got news for you. She's got an empire, too. And he doesn't need hers, and she doesn't need his.
That's true. And that's the thing, though, is it seems like guys that have a ton of money never do anything bad. cheat on them.
That's the whole point, you know?
It's to make the money and do stuff like that. That's what I thought I'm working for.
Like Lee Trevino said, somewhere there's a guy that's tired of that.
Yeah.
Lee Trevino gets credit for that?
I give Lee Trevino credit for that.
Why?
That's what I've always heard. It was him.
Oh, man.
Jay-Z's a weird-looking dude. Yeah. He's always looked weird. Like, even, like, the photos when he was younger, he has old man face when he's, like, a kid. It's weird.
Because he could time travel.
Yeah. Maybe it's from the future.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe that was it. Maybe he went and time traveled.
Cheated in the future. Is that still
cheating? Went back and banged that chick in the past.
That'd be a good way to
then
do it.
Then he was like, oh, baby, I did it before we were married. Yeah. Went back in time and banged it. Get on it, Becky.
Genius.
That's how that works.
Larry, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calta show.
To clarify something.
Sorry, Larry. Go ahead. Larry, start over. I didn't have the phone button on. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes. Good morning, boys and girls. I'd like to clarify something here. I got an email from a Mr. Rob Gargiulo or Gargiulo.
Yeah.
Rob. And it says here, please reply to this email if you are coming. So my reply was, hey, dude, I'll be there. And then in the next paragraph, it says, please do not email me. It will be hashed out on Wednesday.
If you have questions,
what do you want us to do, Rob?
You still show that you have no reading comprehension, Larry. You are retarded. I'm sorry, and I feel bad telling you that, but you are, because it says right here in the email, make sure you include your legal name, and he just goes, oh, what's up?
Dude,
Uber Larry will be there.
Name.
Uber Larry is your legal name. On your driver's license, it says Uber, middle initial Larry.
Would you be
name.
Surprised?
That he's retarded or that he can't figure it out?
Like little magic marker above my real name, but yeah, it says it.
All right, well, now we know Larry is not that smart.
No.
Break it down slowly and tell Larry what he needs to do.
The term was retarded. Thank you.
I don't like to use that word anymore.
Larry, you
no,
just...
exactly, Robert.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry. I call it like I see it, and you are. Listen, you need to just reply back to the email that you're coming with your legal name. That is it. No questions. We will answer all the questions Wednesday at 9 a.m. We will do a segment here on the show where anybody who has any questions about the live show can call in.
Now, do you have any questions, Larry, right away?
I have a question for Larry. Can Larry bring his kid?
No, just one question. Can I bring a guest?
That's a joke. Please say that's a joke. Thank you. Oh, boy. Good luck, Rob. Time to check in with Galvin. He's got the rest of the news. By the way, we don't know anything about Lemonade. We don't know if it's real. We don't know if he cheated. We don't know what. All we know is they're both here. And they're both supposedly staying. Are they staying with Derek Jeter?
How long have they been here? Because I heard they were here like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but she's rehearsing. Yeah, so she's
starts in Miami.
But okay, so I do have a quick question. So they've had the stadium. They've been setting up the stage for weeks now.
Right.
Right. Is she just rehearsing here for the entire tour, and that's the deal? Because if she goes to Miami next weekend, they're not going to have the stadium reserved.
They probably have two. They probably have two sets. They probably have one they're building down here and one that they built over here, and then they'll chase each other.
Okay.
And she's for some reason staying here and rehearsing here. We're probably going back and forth.
She's not staying with Derek. I mean, they have enough money; they can get their own place. Would you want to go crash?
I didn't really think that. It's just in my mind, all the greats, all the greats are friends
like
together.
Like a big sleepover.
Yeah.
Oh, and they build forts.
Why'd you have to ruin it?
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source,
3800 Almerton Road,
or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.